The recent agreement calling for the Swiss bank UBS to pay $780 million to the IRS and to identify 4,450 Americans who have billions tucked away in illegal offshore accounts should be viewed as a moral victory, but it's a partial victory at best. Cheating on your taxes is not only illegal, it's immoral. Most citizens not only don't have the same opportunities as the wealthy to take advantage of legal tax loopholes, but also must bear a disproportionate share of the cost burden that the tax cheaters create. With the U.S. adding to the national debt to stimulate the economy, the Obama administration needs to collect every penny owed by both individuals and businesses, and the settlement may help recover billions from more tax cheaters. Government sources believe there are 52,000 U.S.-based clients of UBS who may be hiding billions of dollars of taxable income, and the Justice Department is offering reduced criminal charges and lightened fines for tax cheaters who turn themselves in by September 23rd. To some, the amount of money tucked away in offshore tax havens is not significant in terms of the trillion-dollar deficits contemplated, but in 2006, the IMF estimated that offshore tax havens totaled $11.5 trillion. Not all of those havens are illegal, of course, but disclosure is an important step toward determining who is cheating and how much. Despite the success of the recent agreement, more needs to be done. First, Congress should pass the tax evasion legislation that was wrapped in the 2010 budget proposal. This would empower the IRS to demand that foreign banks doing business in the U.S. disclose information about their American account holders and withhold the appropriate taxes. Second, more international cooperation is needed to determine standards of compliance with newly devised tax information exchange agreements and provide a way to enforce them. Finally, pressure should be brought on other reluctant countries. If the U.S. can nudge Switzerland into getting out of the tax haven business, it can persuade just about anyone. With a perspective, I'm Joe Epstein.